So we were in the middle of the Shaila, the Maral, what was the Eitzadas? In Chazal, you have three plus one Shita, whether the Eitzadas was Yayin, Chita, or Teina. So the Yayin part we saw relates to what you would call Nefesh, which is sort of the emotional drives of a person and so on. And that is Keneged Yayin. That's the type of thing when a person drinks wine, it stokes up his passions in the sense of anger, etc. And that's the mandiyama there. So the Iker Pegiyah was in Nefesh. The second mandiyama was Chita. And the Iker Pegiyah was in Seichel and in Das. And he quoted a Maamar Chazal, Ki Achilas Chita Noisa Chachma, Sheina Tini Gedeh Likre Ove V'Imoi, until he eats chita. So I want to stop in this a little bit, just talk a little bit about this, because it's something which is, it sounds like an agavurcha. Chazal said, by the way, when the child eats his first cereal, that's when he can say avanima. It doesn't seem to be just a simona milsa. I'd like to talk about it a little bit more, understand it, some of it. First of all, there's a difference between the yayin and the teina and the chita, that the yayin is something that it's not settling on a person. A person can like drinking wine, but it certainly doesn't give him a settled feeling. Teina doesn't give a person a settled feeling. Both of them are extraneous, so to speak. They're kind of the dessert. They're on top of something that's solid. Whereas bread is the etzem, it's solid because it's a thing that's closest to a person's chias, and therefore seichel is something that when a person acts with seichel, out of seichel, person feels solid. In other words, it's not an inspiration or a temptation or a momentary impulse. It's something that comes with a certain groundedness. So that's why of them, the chita, the lechem, is the one that's connected seichel. But I'd like to be aiming a little bit more on k'achilas chita is the chachma, and the chachma is shatinik yodea likre ovuli imoy. I mean, yes, usually the first word a child will say is abba or ima, mostly because abba ima sounds like ba 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 ma ma ma. That's one possibility. No real big lumdis. Contrary to what most parents would like to think. Also, most of the time, I mean, the poor child has been drilled 100 times. Abba, ima, ima, abba. And I remember as a young child, as a young boy, there was an advertisement, as you call it, on the in the subways, that the parents are waiting to hear the first words of the child. And the father says he's sure that the first word is going to be dad, because the kid is whatever, I don't remember what that means. And the mother says it'll be for sure mom, because of whatever. And then the kid opens his mouth and his first words are Bowery Savings Bank. And they said, ah, a genius. It's a hallmark of a genius. So what's the So the Deher of Chachma is to understand the shoresh of where something comes from, and in both directions. Chachma is to understand the shoresh and to take something and make something out of it further. So when a scientist is exploring the world, he tries to understand the phenomena and tries also to use his brains how he can put the phenomena to work. So the tinok yodea likre ovevul imoy is a type of the herring of father and a mother. So yes, of course, a child is just somebody you like and that's it. But in that lies the her of sheirish, where I came from. A baby, as a baby is growing up, the first instincts are all around itself. It doesn't relate to the outside world. And then when it relates, and if the hair is that he has a shirish from somewhere, that's the type of inyan. Two, The Taena and the Yayin, the Taena is ready to eat as it is. The Navi says it's like a Taena and would be Kure, that you grab it off the tree and eat it as it is. A fig is sweet to eat as it is. It's nice if you leave it to dry, but ate fairly well is good. Yayin is good to eat as it is, except that it's better when you allow the pnimius to come out. But the chita is really quite inedible until you don't actually grind it and bring out the koyach of it outwards. And that's something, as opposed to te'ena, as opposed to taiva and nafshius, which are not processed. It's just a person does things with an impulse. He sees something that he likes to eat, he grabs it. He's upset, he blows a stack. Whereas seichel is a processing. So it's very befitting that the bria that HaKadosh Baruch Hu put into place to be keneged seichel is something that requires processing. I don't know if I ever told you, there's a Zohar. I don't remember. I think it's a Hakdamah to Hecholos, if I'm not mistaken. In one of the parashas in Shmois, there's a whole section. I think this is part of its Hakdamah, or maybe it's Hakdamah. It's Hakdamah to one of these sort of mini svarim that are buried inside the Zohar. And it goes like this, that somebody once came to a there was a primitive person who lived in a place so primitive that people would eat wheat like behemoths. They would just take the wheat and chew it and sort of swallow it, and that's the way they lived. So he came to a village, so he came to the city. So this villager came to a big city, and they served him cereal, hot cereal. It was really delicious. And he asked them, "How do you make this? What do you do?" And they said, "Well, we start with wheat." And he says, basically, "Stop. I have wheat also. I don't need that. I don't need to hear any Torah from you about wheat. We have wheat also." And then they gave him bread, and he was taken by it. They gave him cake, and he was very, very much taken by it. And each time we asked him how they make it, as soon as they told him it's made of wheat, they said, "Okay, I have wheat also. That's not a big deal." And it says because the peasant didn't want to understand, he remained eating the wheat like a behemoth. The nekuda that the Zohar is trying to bring out is that if a person doesn't learn how to take apart something with a seichel, digest it, and make something out of it that's mahana the seichel, the person ends up swallowing just raw wheat, and it's the same nutrition more or less, but it's horribly tasteless. So a person who learns things, just memorize the facts and figures, and that's it. The person deprives himself of the tainug of it. The tainug lies dafka in the processing of it. So chita is that chelik. It feeds. It's chita zan, the chelik of the adam that sichlius. And because in it itself, it requires having that type of, a process that's very akin to the process of sichlius is required to take out of the chita what's good to eat it and so on. So we have two things. So we have yayin, and then we have chita. The latest form, the chassidus, the tzemach tzedek, the Baal Tanya, this maimah chazal of that they talk a lot about it in matzah, that the inyan of the mitzvah of matzah is to be able, because it's called it's a meichel of emunah, because this is where Klal Yisrael in its infancy first learned to call out HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Yedei Likra Aviv is buried in the chita of the matzah. They talk a lot about it. They use this chazal a lot. Okay, Odasam Nechemi Doma Teina Hoisa. Dovazil Kineget Koyach HaTaiva. Kiatena boi taiva sachila is called pri. So it's physical taiva. Olekach prize nechal bikinuach suda. Viadua kiatena toiv lamachal. Vesovem lechemika misigil loikasha nimshach achar koyach shimena taiva. Asha omalov ki toivu lamachal. So that was also one of the things when Adam Arishan described how wonderful the Eitz Hadas is, one of the advertisements was Toivu L'Machol, and that speaks to his Koyach HaTaivu. Vishul Zeh Bo HaMisa. Ve'af al-gav, shegam le'mechem yakol elu gimel dvarim be'Eitz Hadas, shegam le'nechem l'mar Toiv l'haskol, mekol mekom ikar shei ve'amisa, ma'ashoy nimshach achar Koyach HaTivi, shemena HaTaivu kachom ha'teino hisa. So you have here different koiches that were expressed in the tzur of Deit Hadas. Everybody's moida, and this is a dava poshet, that in Eitz Hadas you needed to have all of the major roots of the Yetzer Hara. At the end of the day, this was the Yetzer Hara, and everything would find its place. The question would only be, which brings everything else with it. Any one of the two can bring the ones also. The morale also speaks somewhere, I don't think he speaks it here, that these are connected the Gimel Averis. Avodah Zarah is Sichlius, Ritzicha tends to come from Nafshius, a person got angry, a person's upset, a person wants to conquer. Arayas comes from Koach HaTaiva. So you have also the three major averis all rooted in Eitz Hadas, and the question will always be which one brings the other. You find in Chazal a lot of times that of the Yisrael Verizor Elke Lahatilam Arayas. So Arayas is the Iker, and the other ones came as a Grora. And sometimes you find Fakert, you find Lamashal by the Bnois Midian, want to be Marshal Kal Yisrael in order to get them to worship Avodah Zarah. So you have the you know, interplay like that between in different directions. V'savar of Nechemya, ki adrabe, ikam mashev la miso koach ha-tivi mipe pchisus ha-koyach hazeh, shu koach tivi bolvad, kashe yechta roi shi ha-pchisus shalei meva misa v'heder. Shabbat so koyach pochus. In other words, Nechemya holds that if you're looking for Misa, then you're trying to find the Koyach that is most likely, it brings the person mostly to the Matzav of Kimi Ofatav al Ofatoshav. Sheba'atzmi Koyach Pachus, v'achet boi nasa mekul kol agamri. V'yesh kan chisorim v'heder, so since it's be'etzim a Matzav of Heder, it has no real substance itself, a taiva, so b'meila, that would be the natural affair where it would happen. Zehevel das Rabbi Yehuda. The sava kimishu chayte b'dava chashav gerva misa yosef. L'kach sava chita hoisa. So you have both extremes. Both make sense. It's just like if a person would ask when you're fighting an enemy. So if you destroy his foot soldiers, so he doesn't have who should shoot at you. But if you destroy his commander, then you don't have who should send out the soldiers. And, you know, zeh v'zeh, yesh v'yesh. V'remeyah, so what is it? But, so those two koyches are the exact opposites. One is the koyach that actually is shakua in heder, and one is the koyach that brings it. What's the middle koyach? V'remeyah v'sava kein roi loyma sheyachet b'koyach ha-sichli. Shachet b'koyach ha-sichli ein zeh nechshav p'chisul chisorn. V'pnei ki hu ba'atzim al-maylo. Vein ha-p'chisul mazik lo'kach. So he puts into Reb Meir, it doesn't say it anywhere in Reb Meir, but he puts into it a histaigus, why that can't be. And he says a very interesting svara. Since the seichel is so chashuv, mitzatzon chashukach, it will be olul to do tshuva more quickly. Let's flesh it out. When a person does an aveir with taiva, he indulges in a taiva that's also. The koyach ha-taiva is not. lost. Can you hear my echo? You can